the recorder rolling. We're talking with Jeff Duncan, who covers the Saints and sports and everything for the NOLA.com, Times-Picayune, The Advocate. And Jeff, we talked last, I believe it was last week, the days go by, but we talked about how they're close. They're close on a new lease agreement, the state and the Saints agreeing on a new lease agreement for the Superdome. But apparently they've hit a snag, and they're just kind of stuck. Is that the best way to describe the situation of where the negotiations are at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's all in how you frame it. The actual deal with the lease agreement on the Superdome between the Saints and the state of Louisiana, that's agreed to. That's done. That's why we wrote last week, you know, they were close to finalizing it, and everyone's agreed to that. The hang-up right now, Jeff, is that the Saints are wanting to couple their lease agreement at Benson Tower with the Superdome lease agreement. And the state, frankly, just does not want to do that. They feel like they're separate deals. So it's almost a philosophical disagreement between the state of Louisiana, who's obviously the owner of the Superdome, and the Saints, who are the main tenant, disagreeing on how this deal should be structured. And the Saints want all their deals under one umbrella. The state would like to decouple them. And frankly, I don't know how they're going to come together on this, because both sides are pretty firmly dug in on their stance.
So when we're talking about the Benson Tower, that's a building owned by the state, but the Saints lease offices from that building. Is that right? Or is it the other way around?
Yeah, the Saints own the building now. It was part of the deal in 2009 when Bobby Jindal was governor. And what really happened here, you have to go all the way back to 2000 when Mike Foster was the governor, and they cut a deal with the Saints to basically subsidize the team, because we are in a smaller market and state, relatively poor compared to the other markets in the NFL. And I think the state recognized they had to help the team out and gave them a deal, if you remember, Jeff, that included inducement payments that escalated over the course of the time period of the deal. Went all the way up at one point to $23.5 million that the state was basically just giving a check to the Saints. And the optics of that were obviously not good. And they redid the deal with Bobby Jindal in 2009. And part of that restructuring of the deal was selling the tower at the time was under a different ownership to Tom Benson. They now own Benson Tower, and they lease office space in there to state agencies. So in a way, it is basically a shell game. They're basically still giving the Saints a certain amount, you know, millions of dollars. I think it's worth $10.5 million a year, that state leasing. But it's just a different way of them supporting the team.
Got it. And I would imagine the state just want their own separate deal as far as leasing space from the Benson Tower and so forth.
Yeah. And part of the divisiveness of that deal is that the rate of office space rental rate is way above market. I think we quoted in our story, it's $32.50 when the market rate in New Orleans is about $23, I think at the highest end. So it's well above the market rate, and the state is trying to claw back some of that and get that down. Obviously, I think what it comes down to philosophically is everyone agrees that we want to do a good deal for the Saints. And everyone agrees, I think, that Louisiana and New Orleans needs to support the Saints with some level of taxpayer support, right? Because of the demographics in our state and our city, what level is that support? And I think that really is what we're getting at, is how much is enough to keep them competitive? When Tom Benson cut the deal back in 2000, the threshold he wanted to reach was that New Orleans would be in the top 12 in revenue in the league. Well, I mean, that's asking a lot from a market and a state that aren't nearly in the top 12 in terms of demographics and economics. But he somehow convinced Mike Foster into doing that deal. And because he picked that number, Jeff, because that's how many playoff teams there are in the NFL every year. There used to be, now there's 14. But back then, his point was, logically, if you want us to be a playoff team every year, then we need to have the same level of revenue as the top 12 teams. Tom Benson didn't get rich being a dumb bunny. That was a great deal. But is that really fair to the state of Louisiana? I think that's where Jeff Landry and his new administration is asking that question right now in this deal.
Okay. And then who owns then? Who technically owns the practice facility in Champion Square?
That's up for negotiation right now. Right now, the state owns it, but the Saints, sort of like the Superdome, really don't pay any money to use it. It's sort of like the Superdome where they pay $1 rent a year for the Superdome. So the Saints are really kind of getting a free rent there. And that's different than most other teams in the NFL. Most teams are paying way more than that. And so the Saints' deal is very good right now. They have very little debt. They don't have to pay on a new stadium lease or new stadium construction costs like some of these other owners, Arthur Blank, for example. They don't have any debt, but they don't probably have the same revenue coming in as some of these other markets because we just frankly don't have the Fortune 500 companies and the corporate inventory that some of the other markets have. But that's what I'm getting at. How much do we need to support to keep the NFL here and keep the Saints competitive? And I think the question taxpayers have to ask is, in return, if we are subsidizing from the public perspective this team to be a top 12 market, then we should expect them to deliver a playoff level product on the field because that's what we're subsidizing. And I think right now we'd all have to say it hasn't been that level the last 5 years.
Last question for you, Jeff. You mentioned that the team's future in New Orleans is at stake. I mean, how tenuous is the situation at this point? I mean, should Saints fans be concerned that in 5 years maybe this team is relocating?
I don't think it'll get to that point, Jeff. But I do think this is the first administration that I've come across that is driving this hard a stance and is not giving ground and is willing to walk away from potentially a Super Bowl being here. They are not going to let that force them into what they consider to be a bad deal. And for them to do that, I think tells you just how strongly they feel about this. So I think they understand we don't want to lose the New Orleans Saints, and I don't think anybody will let it reach that point. But I would say that they are not backing down. And what you have here, and I think I mentioned this to you before, you have two Goliaths in the octagon that aren't used to losing. And one of them is going to have to blink here, and I don't know who it's going to be.
Jeff, thanks a lot for your time, man. I appreciate it.